to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. This week's podcast is pretty mellow, which is fortuitous. I say fortuitous because I plan these things sometimes several weeks in advance, just digging through and coming up with ideas. But I woke up this morning with sort of a feeling that a lot of stuff wasn't going to get accomplished today. That feeling is called a hangover. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Horror Remix, but Horror Remix is a program. They screen in clubs and bars. It's a gentleman who goes through and sort of takes out all of the excess plot and boring acting parts of bad horror movies and gets it right down to the nitty-gritty, which is violence and nudity. Last night's program was Beast, which featured it was half cats, half dogs, and then it would have been nice if there had been some birds or rats or something like that, but it was entertaining, and I drank far too much. And so I woke up this morning and I felt kind of like crap, and I've been gradually getting better, but I am running out of animal crackers and Dr. Pepper, so I don't know how long I can keep this at bay. That being said, fun times. You can find more information at horrorremix.com. Or they have a Facebook page as well. So anyhow, like I said, mellow music this week. Not, you know, boring mellow, but certainly not as raucous as you're probably used to on this program. We're going to get us started off with a sort of one of my favorite songs, period, from their album I Will Dare. This is The Replacements with... let me rephrase that. From their album Let It Be, this is The Replacements with I Will Dare.
Thank you. white cascading waters. She may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I learned that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
Sorry, Sunday came and crashed me in.
from the Traffic Street Records compilation, Dangerous Intersections 5. That was Andrew Jackson Jihad with their reggaeified cover of Billy Joel's You May Be Right. I love that version. It's so much fun. Other people may not enjoy it as much as I do, but I certainly have a good time with it. And it's interesting listening to sort of like this country folk punk band duo, really, perform an 80s pop song in reggae styling. Definitely a genre bender there. Before that, from the Easy Rider soundtrack, that was The Birds with Wasn't Meant to Follow. I love that song. It is so mellow and awesome, and it doesn't ever make it on to any like sort of Best of the Birds compilations, which is unfortunate. I enjoy that just as much as 8 Miles High, although for completely different reasons. And we started everything off with the Replacements doing the first track on Let It Be, that song entitled I Will Dare. That I can listen to that. The beginning of that song comes on, and I'm just like, oh, yay. It's that song. I love that song. You know, it's interesting that we ended that last set with sort of a genre bender, because the first song of this set is also a genre bender. Fishbone, in the film Tapeheads, portrayed a band called Ranch Bone in a bar where Tim Robbins and John Cusack meet the Swanky Modes. And it's weird and it's bizarre, and it is on their first full-length, Truth and Soul. And it's a cowboy song done by a funk ska rock band. Let's get to it, shall we? From the album Truth and Soul, this is Fishbone with Slow Bus Movin' Howard Beach Party.
Determination to rise above a slave. The male men used fire hoses to spray the monkeys back in their cages. To spray the monkeys back in their cages. The white, but if you're a fly in the buttermilk to chase y'all through the
not sure if that's her wolf girl. When she's all covered in fur, wolf girl, well, she won't be a slave, always having to shave with a little razor blade, wolf girl. Well, it don't matter if they find a cure, wolf girl. Well, I can't wait to sink my claws into her, wolf girl. She don't wax and she don't care. She's fine being covered with hair. She don't mind if people stare. Wolf girl. Once a month she changes, but what girl don't? Well, who you know that travels with their built-in coat? She's gonna leave her job at the sideshow, wolf girl. Down the road of love we'll go, wolf girl. She does all kind of fancy things, flosses with my guitar strings, howls along while this singer sings. Wolf girl, wolf girl, wolf girl, wolf girl.
Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that song called I Know. And don't forget the mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, mister, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time. Dancing with my baby, having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music on the radio. Having a party, everybody's singing, dancing to the music on the radio.
Drag the River with their version of Sam Cooke's Having a Party. Interesting fact, Drag the River was the only band to get both sides of an Under the Influences single, in this case, Volume 5. You know, it's interesting. Drag the River does a bunch of covers when they perform live, and they do a version of Hybrid Moments by the Misfits that basically, and I, you know, it sounds stupid. I've made this point before, repeatedly, actually. Regarding like cover song versions and the possibility of being able to do a cover of a cover, and it's not necessarily a cover of a cover, but it's a cover that is done in the same arrangement as another band does. And the Bouncing Souls version, which I believe you can find on their Complete Control Sessions with Matt Skiba on backup vocals from Side One Dummy, but yeah, they do that, and it's the same thing as when Goldfinger did a version of 99 Red Balloons that was literally just the same friggin' thing that 7 Seconds had done, you know, a decade and a half before. What I'm saying is that if you're going to put your own spin on it, put your own spin on it. Don't just cover it the same way somebody else covers it. I've already heard that. It's bad enough. Like, covers are inherently unoriginal anyway, being as how you're doing a song that somebody else has already performed and usually made famous, or at least recognizable. You know, when you do it the same way somebody else has done it, it's a waste. It's a recording that definitely does not need to be made. And that's my point. Before that, Kepi Ghouli with Wolf Girl from his split with Flav Giorgini on Squinty Joe Records. And we started everything off with Fishbone doing Slow Bus Movin' Howard Beach Party. That's off of Truth and Soul. And you can see them performing that in the movie Tapeheads, which I highly recommend watching for many other reasons, not least of all is the fact that it's hilarious and remarkably weird. It's that weird sort of movie that John Cusack made, like, up to Say Anything, and, like, you can count High Fidelity, and Gross Point Blank is sort of a return to that sort of very skewed perspective on life and things like that. But I honestly think the movies that John Cusack made early on in his career, like Fish, like Tapeheads, like One Crazy Summer, things like that, are certainly more entertaining than some of the drek he's made in the past 5 years or so. I'm all full of opinions today. However, I have no opinion on this song, or nothing to say about it, other than the fact that I really enjoy Generation X. I like Billy Idol. I have owned Whiplash Smile at one point or another, but this Generation X sort of best of is certainly worth owning. Generation X, from their self-titled album, this is Kiss Me Deadly.
Greyhounds rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly, whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in South of Six. Hit a flick, knife flicks. Oh, kiss me deadly tonight. Another battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. The spotlights pick the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in the violence for a fix. Kiss me
the hall is empty, 'cause they're all out playing pool. Hustling down the boulevard to a deal with Mr. Cool. Well, they're all out on the waterfront now. Still feel at school. Too old now. Leave us a dick pinball. Having fun. It's hour six.
Going up in the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice,
party girl.
Go catch nice
where there isn't any.
So freeze, man, freeze. It's the pause that refreshes in the corridors of power. When top men need a top up long before the happy hour. These snakeskin suit and your alligator boot. You don't need a laundry, you can take it to the vet. I get my advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice, it's the body girl. Go get live where there isn't any. So freeze, yeah, freeze. Coca-Cola advertising and cocaine. Strolling down the Broadway in the rain. Neon lights are crazy. I read it in the paper, they're crazy. Yes, suit your life. Maybe so, in the White House. I know, all over Berlin. They do it for years, and in Manhattan. Coming through the door is a snub-nosed 44. The barrel can't snort, it can spatter on the floor. Your eyeballs feel like pinballs, and your tongue feels like a fish. You're leaping from the window saying, don't give me that. Like advertising world, oh, treat me nice, it's the party girl. Cook as live where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. Hit the deck.
From the album Highland Hard Rain, that was Aztec Camera with Oblivious. Aztec Camera is one of those bands with whom I really not that familiar. I know they're Scottish, I know they're poppy, I mean, they're kind of similar. Like, I mean, you can hear a lot of the same sort of musical phrasing that the Smiths used in that sort of a, I don't know, not quite traditional instrumentation, but certainly in terms of phrasing, that's very, very sort of dancey. Not, you know, like dancing, but, you know, like Highland dancing and things of that nature. You know what? I have a point I'm trying to make, and I don't think it's going to happen today. Before that, The Clash did Coca-Cola from London Calling. A little pick-me-up there. It's been a little relaxed. And we started everything off with Generation X doing Kiss Me Deadly from Generation X. I've said a lot about Billy Idol, and I think he's a damn fine performer, and I think it's a goddamn shame he had to put out so much crap. If you ever get the chance, I can't remember if it's a Behind the Music or anything like that, about him, but there's a fascinating story about him and a motorcycle accident and what it did to his burgeoning movie career. Do check it out. I'm sure you can find it on his Wikipedia page, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. It is rather horrible, but definitely the sort of story as to what one incident can really do just across the board to you. You know, I'm surprised I've never played this track on the podcast, but I'm kind of glad I've waited until now to do so. It certainly fits in with everything that I'm playing this week. Surprisingly, I found this record for 50 cents at the Lawrence Salvation Army when it reopened a year or so ago. And best 50 cents I've spent on a record in a good long while. With the only other album I can say that I've been as happy to find for 50 cents was this past weekend at the Social Service League. I did find a copy of the jazz classic, The Sermon by Jimmy Smith, an original pressing on Blue Note Records for 50 cents. Thank you, people who have no idea what you have, for donating things so that people who do know can enjoy them for far cheaper than they would otherwise pay. But anyhow, from their fantastic album, Ocean Rain, this is Echo and the Bunnymen with The Killing Moon.
Give yourself to him. against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him.
I've been gone too long, I've been less right than wrong. I lost from my brow. Just trying to find a better life for me and my own. Just some rest for these tired working fingers. But nobody never gonna tell you the way. You gotta figure it out, boys, and suffer the rain and the fools in the night and the heat of the day. When all you ever really wanted was for someone to understand. And I lit a fire that wouldn't go out until it consumed the walls and roof of this house. Until all I remembered was burning away. And all I
while recording that last set, I got a phone call, and it was from my wife, and it was simply, "What was the movie with Hit Girl in it? Kick-Ass? Thank you!" And that was literally the phone conversation we have. Now, mind you, we never see each other during the week, because Monday through Thursday, well, I get up for work long before she's awake, and I'm home, and in bed way before she gets home from school in the evenings. So literally, like, basically Monday through Thursday, we see each other for a grand total of maybe an hour, maybe two for those, you know, for like over half the week. And, you know, then she studies on Friday nights. So really, Monday through Friday, I don't see a lot of my wife, which is what makes any sort of contact with her very, very pleasant. So that was a Gaslight Anthem with Film Noir from their album The 59 Sound. On Side One Dummy Records. Oh, such a great record. Honestly, they did a really nice job with American Slang, but I don't know if they're ever going to top that one. Just every song on that could have been a single quite easily. Before that, Lords of the New Church doing Dance With Me from the album of the same name. I'm sorry, that is actually not from Dance With Me. I apologize. That is from the album is Nothing Sacred. I love Lords of the New Church. They're sort of my guilty pleasure. I know they're sort of goth rock and stuff like that, and screw it. Love them. So good. And we started everything off with Echo and the Bunnymen doing The Killing Moon from Ocean Rain. I love that song so much. Oh, so good. That is a 2 a.m. song, if there ever were one. All right, one set of music left to go, and we're going to get it started off with an album I've spent the better part of 5 years trying to find a copy for. Not butt-raping cost. I think I did a pretty good job. I had to get it from Japan, of all places. And even with shipping, it was still cheaper than you usually find it for on eBay. It is a band from here in Lawrence, Kansas. They were on the short-lived Heroes and Villains imprint for Vagrant that the Get Up Kids did. The anniversary broke up, and some of the Justin Roloff's is now, by all indications, totally out of his mind crazy, and still making music, though. Do a search for White Flight and Range Life Records, and you'll find the things he's done. Certainly interesting. You can also go to Lawrence.com and punch in White Flight, and it'll bring up some strange interviews with the man. But long before that, there was the anniversary with their debut full-length Designing a Nervous Breakdown, and this excellent, excellent song, The D in Detroit. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic album. Pleased to meet me. That was The Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait. You know what? I know a lot of people tend to favor the early Twins tone stuff over the material The Replacements recorded for Sire, but I think Pleased to Meet Me is the perfect sort of meeting ground between that early sort of ramshackle punk and the later more polished poppy stuff. I mean, the gorgeous power pop on this album, like Alex Chilton and especially the track I just played, Can't Hardly Wait, really they pair nicely with the Red White Wine and Shooting Dirty Pool, which are, you know, a little more raucous. I adore that album. It may be because it's the first Replacements album I really discovered, and, you know, it kind of came in the middle and then went back and then forward. So good, so good. Also, the Brian Eno produced Fear of Music by Talking Heads has that song that we just played, Heaven. Oh, so good, so very good. There's an excellent new book out. I reviewed it earlier this week on the blog. It's called Are We Not New Wave? It's a history of the sort of post-punk, like, 80s, that music that sort of spanned right after punk broke through the mid-80s. And it's a very, very good book, and it's very much worth your time, and you can get it from the University of Michigan Press. There's an Amazon link on the blog next to the review if you'd like to throw a few coins my way. But there's some excellent bits about the Talking Heads regarding nervousness in New Wave. And we started everything with the anniversary doing the D in Detroit from Designing a Nervous Breakdown. That's on Heroes and Villains Records, a subsidiary of Vagrant that existed to put out like two Get Up Kids EPs, and that full length from the anniversary. So good. I know I said that about all those songs, but those are about three of my favorite songs, all back to back to back. That is the podcast for this week. Thank you for listening. Next week, there's been some new stuff trickling in here and there, so I don't necessarily know what I'm going to play. I do know for a fact I may do something where I bookend the podcast like I did this week with two replacement songs. I may have to do it. I finally tracked down a bunch of Cerebral Ballsy singles, and I can't decide which song off of it. Well, there are two songs I want to play, and they're off of two different 7-inches, so I may just play them both, and you may get to rock out to that. In addition, there's some new stuff from Oops Baby Records, we'll see what else. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. You can download this podcast each and every Thursday at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I also blog about books and zines and vinyl and other tangible ephemera in a digital age. I've been posting a lot of stuff this week in terms of reviews and news. There's a lot of interesting things coming out, and you would do well to read about them. Remember, tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff, review, and play. And until next week, as always, thank you.